أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. A countdown to Ramadan has begun, and we've looked at various aspects of this countdown. So inshallah, our Quran is ready, and we'll be looking at that in greater detail in the month of Ramadan. We've looked at some aspects of fasting, but today I'd like to initiate a look at du'a. Remember, Quran is Allah talking to us. Du'a is us talking to Him. And I'd like to look at the concept of du'a first, before we look at some of the du'as that we recite every single day. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, in Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 186 says, وَإِذَا سَعَلَقَ عِبَادِي. And when my abd, when my servant asks you concerning me, anni, fa inni karib, tell him, O Muhammad, I am very, very near. Ujibu da'wata da'i idha da'an. I answer the du'a of the one who calls me. I answer the call of the one who calls me. So what should they do? فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُ لِي. They should answer my call. وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي. And they should trust me. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. So that they may be guided along the path, the right path. In other words, they may be guided towards their full potential. Now the root of the word da'a is da'a, which means to call. Now you can only call if there is naturally within you an energy which will bring about an answer. From where the question comes, the answer will come. The caller is calling upon his creator. You and I are calling upon Allah. And with experience, we realize that you can only call that which is realizable, that which is possible. So who do I call? I will call the one who can hear me. So I should be absolutely sure that he can hear me. The second thing, I call the one who has the ability to respond and help. And the third thing is the one I call should be on my side. Now subconsciously, these are the three things that we understand about Allah. We don't sometimes think about it. And a dua is not made to improve the outer unless it continues to improve the inner. So if a person does dua to pass his exams, for example, his intention is to find a way to study and focus, which will uncover for himself the means to get what he has been asking for. And the Quran is very, very clear on this. There must be a means for these things to happen. Sayyidah Maryam had to shake the palm tree. The dates did not drop without her shaking it. This is Surah to Maryam, Surah number 19, Ayah 25. وَحُزِّي إِلَيْكِ بِجِزْءِ النَّخْلَةِ تُسَاكِتْ عَلَيْكِ رُتَبًا جَنِيًا. Shake towards you the trunk of the palm tree. It will drop on you fresh, ripe dates. This is told to a mom who is in labor. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, Du'a is the key to mercy, the way of needs being satisfied, and the waters of calamities. Direct your du'as to Him and Him alone. To give as well as to withhold lies in His power. Ask as much of His favors as you can. Know that Allah owns the treasures of the heavens and the earth. Not only has He given permission to ask for His mercy and favors, but has also promised to listen to your du'as. He has not appointed guards to prevent your du'a reaching Him. Ask His help in difficulties and distress. Plead to Him to grant you long life and sound health. By granting you the privilege of du'a, He has handed over the keys of His treasures to you. Sometimes you will find that requests are not immediately granted. Don't be disappointed. Fulfillment of desires rests with the true purpose or intention of the du'a. More often, fulfillment is delayed because the merciful Rabb wants to grant you suitable rewards, in other words, even better. In the meantime, bear patiently with hardships. Believing sincerely in His help, you will get better favors because unknowingly you may have asked for that which is really harmful to you. Many of your requests, if granted, may bring eternal loss. So at times, withholding the fulfillment is a blessing in disguise. This is a Najul Balagha. Pick up a copy and read the letter that Imam Ali writes to his son Imam Hassan on the way back from Siffin. And the Quran is full of du'as of the Prophet where they asked, there's nothing that will never be granted. Look, turn to Surah number 14. This is Surah to Ibrahim, ayah 34. Look at what Allah says. He says, وَآتَاكُم مِّن كُلِّ مَا سَأَلْتُمُوهُ. And He gives you all that you ask Him. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُعْصُوهَا. If you were to count the blessings of Allah, the favors of Allah, you would not be able to compute them. So practice from now. Let's talk to Him. See, He also says, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ أَدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. And your Rabb says, call on me, I will answer you. This is Surah Al-Mu'min, Surah number 40, ayah 60. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ دَاخِرِينَ. Only those who are arrogant, they are the ones who are too proud to call on me, and they will enter the fire disgraced. So dua is Him asking us to communicate with Him. Talk to Him. Talk in any language. He listens. The Masumin taught us the way to verbalize du'as, because sometimes as human beings, we are unable to put our thoughts into words. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq to be able to read His words and to be able to communicate with Him with du'a. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.